This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You all know the standard public radio book interview, right? 4 minutes, maybe, of me or your other favorite host, whoever that might be, chatting with an author about this, that, or the other thing. Well, we got a book in the other day that we decided to do a little bit differently. It's by Merritt Watts, and it's called First Jobs: True Tales of Bad Bosses, Quirky Coworkers, Big Breaks, and Small Paychecks. And we figured that instead of me just asking Merritt a bunch of questions, we would hear from the people whose jobs are in the book. We're going to run a bunch of their stories the next couple of weeks, starting close to home for Merritt with her mom and her first job.
My name is Rita Carbonari, and my first job was packing bacon in a factory. It was my first summer after college. I think it was 74 or 75. My friends and I would go to the beach every day, and about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd go home and take off my bathing suit, put on a big heavy sweatshirt, warm pants, and I'd spend the rest of the evening in a refrigerated baking packing factory. I had a job as a weigher on the line. A big chunk of bacon would get caught in this slicer. It was sort of a big machete-type blade in a case. I was poking my finger in there, trying to get that bacon out of the way, and one of the supervisors came up and asked what I was doing. He said, "Oh, well, this is what happened when I did that." And he held up his hand, and he only had 3 fingers. I never did it again. I think I made something like $4.65 an hour. It was a lot more than any of my other friends were making. I was happy with the salary. The people that I worked with were very nice, the people that were the regular full-time employees. But I think that they were, I wouldn't say defensive, but they were really encouraging us to continue our education and not to have to do the kind of work that they did all day, every day.
Today, Rita Carbonari works in a college development office here in California. Bacon is still somehow one of her favorite foods. I think she's still got all 10 of her fingers. More stories the next couple of weeks of First Jobs.